Princess April here. How are you doing? I hope you've been staying out of trouble. Yeah, right. It's easy to get into trouble, isn't it? Especially for a girl like you. A girl who finds it hard to think about the consequences of her actions. But that's understandable. Life can be so confusing. Overwhelming, even. There are so many decisions a girl has to make. Both easy and hard. Good and bad. Like today, for example. What will you decide to do today? Maybe you could go shopping at the department store, and when you get there, you could just go through the racks and get a good buy on all kinds of pretty clothes and cute shoes. That's one choice. Or you might choose to go to the men's room instead and say goodbye to all your clothes altogether. Now, a crazy choice like that would seem like no choice at all to most girls. Walking straight into the men's room and taking off all your clothes makes no sense. But you don't think like most girls, do you, Tracy? To you, that's a hard decision, and it's just one of the hundreds like it that you're faced with every day. So it's surprisingly easy for you to get stumped trying to make them. And as a result, some of your choices will be good, and some of them will be bad. But what is good and bad anyway, Tracy? Let's say you did strip naked in the department store men's room, and a man walked through the door. What would you do then? It would be easy to walk up and squat in front of him like a good girl. But that wouldn't necessarily make you good, would it? And he could respond by pulling out his hard cock and making you suck it like a bad girl. But that wouldn't necessarily make you bad, would it? Sometimes it's easy to be bad, and it's hard to be good. It's confusing, isn't it, Tracy? But be still and take it easy. I know it's hard, and still, good and bad, easy and hard. A good day for a bad boy, and a hard dick for an easy girl. You are so sweet, Tracy. Or are you nasty? I don't know. See? Even I get confused sometimes. But I do know that boys like this will come and go, Tracy. They'll come all over your face, and then they'll go. Brag about it to all their friends. Does that make them bad boys? Or does it make you a nasty girl? One thing's for certain, it does feel awfully sweet to behave like such a good slut. Doesn't it? I know you think it's hard to make good choices, sweetie. Like whether you should be crossing your legs or spreading them open. Like whether you should be working for respect or flirting for attention. Or even whether you should be carefully considering and thinking or just mindlessly sucking and fucking. Men say some strange things to you sometimes, don't they? Things you don't remember. And sometimes these hard decisions become a lot easier. You're a decent, sensible girl, Tracy. Deep down, you know you shouldn't be spreading your legs for just any stranger, or doing filthy things in public. But you're so easy that sometimes all it takes is a simple turn of phrase to change your mind. Think about it. Did you know, for example, a lady always crosses her legs when she sits down? Do you always do that? A proper lady always tries to command respect through her work and accomplishments. Is that you, Tony? A young lady is always carefully considering her actions and thinking about what she should and shouldn't do. So, a lady would never find herself squatting on the floor of a men's bathroom, spreading her legs in front of a man, would she? A lady would never be caught sucking on a stranger's cock in a public place, would she? And a proper young lady would never allow a man to squirt his sperm all over her face. Never, Tracy. So why would you do these things? Well, maybe it's because your decisions have already been made for you. Activities like bathing, shaving, dressing, and scenting, prepping, and primping are all things you do automatically, thanks to these inexplicable, uncontrollable urges you have for submitting and servicing. Think about this. What if there were a man, dominant and leering, grabbing and groping you right now? Would you be slapping him and leaving? Or would you be tempting him and teasing? Would you be judging him and seething? Or would you be petting him and purring? Would you make good, sweet decisions? Or bad, nasty ones? Maybe the choices you make aren't yours after all, Tracy. Between your slipper cunt, your wet mouth, and the only thoughts you've been allowed to keep in your empty brain. Squatting and spreading, rubbing and writhing, lolling and drooling for bad boys who are squeezing and groping, fucking and choking, and coming and going, leaving you alone, sweating and moaning, slurping and swallowing, and whining and begging for more. You see, Tracy, whether you're good or bad, or sweet or nasty, things become easy when you've become a thing. It's really late, and it's been a long day, hasn't it, Tracy? Working retail in a mall clothing store can take its toll on your legs and on your nerves. You're polite and sweet all day long to the customers because, well, that's what you are. Sweet. You like your job, but you're tired now. And instead of getting all dolled up and going out to the club, you've decided to have a quiet night in your tiny studio apartment. It's not much, but it's home. It's about 11 p.m. when you've slipped into your comfy sweatpants and soft nightshirt, curled up on the couch, munching on some popcorn while you watch a romantic comedy on the television. Your bare feet, sore from the work of the day, curl lazily against the fabric of your couch as you rest your chin on your folded knees. Life is good, Tracy. You've earned a night in. You're just taking a drink of soda and giggling at a sweet, funny moment in the movie when your phone buzzes. You roll your eyes a little. No, you think. I don't care who it is. And you decide to ignore it. But a few seconds later, it buzzes again. You drop your shoulders in frustration and grab the phone from the couch cushion, fumbling with it in your fingers. You absent-mindedly check the screen, and you see a text message from an unknown number, 555-4725. It simply says, "Selfie check." Selfie check. Selfie check. You blink your wide eyes at the words, finding yourself distracted from the movie you were just watching. Confused. Selfie check? But of course. Of course you want to take a selfie. Why wouldn't you? In fact, you feel a little anxious that you haven't taken one already. So you activate the camera app of your phone, you hold it up above the couch and look up, curled in your pajamas and smiling your cutest smile. Then, without thinking about it, you quickly reply to the message with your new photo, and you feel relieved, less anxious. When you turn back to the movie, you find yourself feeling a little antsy, a little horny, and somehow a little inadequate. You think to yourself, that wasn't a very good selfie. And then your phone buzzes again, another text message from the same number. It simply says, "Selfie check." Selfie slut. Selfie check. Selfie slut. Selfie check. You look at the message and blink again. What does it say? Obviously, your picture wasn't good enough. What were you thinking? You quickly jump off the couch. All of a sudden, you're not thinking about the movie anymore, or even how tired and sore you are. Instead, you're definitely feeling horny. You're definitely feeling anxious, and you're worried that somehow you're not being good enough. You quickly open your closet and pull off your sweatshirt. The contents of the message, or what you think you read anyway, repeat in your head. 15 minutes later, you look at yourself in your full-length mirror. You're wearing a tight pink baby doll dress with a skirt that only covers half your ass, and it's split at your thighs too, so it's quick to flip upwards and reveal your lacy red thong underneath as you move. Your small, perky breasts press out in front of you through the tight material, and your hard nipples make it clear that there's no room for a bra in there. In the back, the material changes to see-through mesh, revealing the smooth skin of your back and ass. Below that, a pair of red fishnet stockings hug your thighs and legs, and a pair of cute, clear stripper heels are on your feet, with thin sequined straps wrapping around your ankles. Your hair is teased and sprayed, and your makeup is thick and pink. But as you're confronted with your obscene appearance in the mirror, you seem to wake up and come out of your haze. What are you doing? You can't go out in this outfit. You'd get arrested. Where did this dress come from? You're uncomfortable, embarrassed, and definitely confused. But just as you come to your senses and reach down to take off your shoes, your phone buzzes again. and you freeze. The sound fills you with both excitement and a little bit of dread. Something tells you you shouldn't look at it. Something inside is telling you not to read the message, but you have to see. And you shakily grab the phone anyway.
Selfie check.
Selfie slut.
Selfie slut. Selfie slut.
You blink once again. And this time, the inexplicable flood of tingling arousal and anxiousness overwhelms you, much more powerful than before. The phone almost slips from your shaking hands, and you feel a deep compulsion to take the sexiest selfie you can. You point your phone toward the mirror in front of you. You give a sexy little smile and snap a picture. And then you quickly send it to the strange number. You feel embarrassed and silly, but once again, so relieved. Your stomach is tight and you're nervous with excitement and worry. Was that good enough? Should you take another one? Maybe show some tit this time? Your thumb shakily hovers over the camera button as you reach up and pull the strap of your dress down your arm. Unable to control yourself, you take another selfie. Your nipple peeking out and your lips pouting, slightly parted. And with a deep ache gripping your hungry little pussy, you send it. You take another one, sitting on the couch and lifting your skirt up. Your legs spread as the wet spot in your thong reveals itself to the camera. An artificial click and another selfie sent. You're just about to pull your thong to the side and reveal your soaked pussy to the camera when a fresh shiver of deep fear and embarrassment wakes you up again. Wait a minute. You struggle to remember where you are, to get control of yourself. What are you doing? You're sitting there, legs open, pussy exposed, your nipple peeking out above your dress, and your mouth hanging open like a brainless, drooling bimbo. You try your best to focus and clear your mind, but then your phone buzzes one more time.
Selfie check.
And then, of course, you take another selfie. Tits out, legs wide, pussy spread. You're just about to stick your fingers in there next, but just then a notification pops up on your phone. It's from an app you didn't remember was installed. Lost in a haze of dumb, loopy lust, you read it. Congratulations! A user would like to play Garble Girl with you. Connect earpiece now. You see the words, Garble Girl,
Garble,
and your head becomes even more fuzzy, more lost. You pause, blink, and once again you feel a deep tingle in your pussy. You somehow know exactly what to do. You automatically go to your nightstand and open a drawer. You pull out two tiny earbuds that are perfectly molded to your ears. You'd completely forgotten about them until now. You turn the switch on and put them in. In a second, they produce a pleasant chime indicating they are now paired with your phone, which switches to an animated rendering of a cartoonish, half-naked bimbo who looks a lot like you. And in your head, everything seems to stop. And then you hear the words.
Garble girl. Garble garble. Garble girl.
You freeze as you listen. You blink.
Garble garble. Garble garble girl. Garble girl. Garble girl. Garble garble girl.
Pussy juice leaks into your couch cushion and you stare blankly at nothing.
Garble garble girl. Garble garble. Garble girl. Garble garble. Garble girl.
Your nipples are rock hard. Your skin is hot and damp. Your thighs are shivering. And you know exactly what you have to do and where you have to go. You grab your little purse and step outside your apartment, no longer concerned with the movie you were watching, how tired or sore you are, or even how people might react to what you're wearing. 10 minutes later, you're standing on a street corner, getting catcalls from various men and scowls from women who walk by, as you simply wait there, anxious and worried, but impossibly aroused. It isn't long before a beat-up red sedan pulls up to you with two teenage boys inside. The two boys point and talk about you, laughing. They say something, but you don't understand them. Instead, you see one of them pull out his phone and tap the screen. And in your ear, you hear...
Garble, garble, girl. Garble, girl. Garble, girl.
And suddenly you feel a deep compulsion to get in the car with these two boys. And so you do. One of the boys, the one with the phone, hops in the back seat with you. You smile sweetly, hoping desperately that you'll be good enough. Your smooth legs rubbing against the ripped material of the old seat underneath you, as your nose smells a strong combination of old greasy fries, guy sweat, and your own mixture of perfume and wet pussy. The car takes off with you in it, and the boy sitting next to you grins as he leers at your outfit, your legs, and your tits with wide, hungry eyes. He laughs and talks to his friend, but you don't understand them at all. As they drive you to who knows where, your backseat companion taps his phone again, and you hear...
Garble, 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 girl, garble, girl.
You suddenly feel an overwhelming compulsion to spread your legs. You can't help it. And when you do, the boy starts touching you, his hand snaking up your thigh toward your wet thong. He gropes your tits over your dress and kisses you. His breath smells like corn chips and beer, and his fingers push your panties to the side as they slide into your pussy.
Garble, girl, garble, 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 girl, garble.
You start to pant and respond to him as if you like what he's doing. His hands grope you, squeezing and pinching your sensitive spots. He pulls your head back by the hair and bites your nipples as your dress is pulled down to your waist. He doesn't waste any more time as he sprawls on his back next to you and pulls out his cock from his jeans. Then he grabs you by the head and tries to pull your face toward his crotch. But this time, you resist. Something about his smell or the look on his face makes you stop, and you start to feel a tinge of real fear and a realization of what's happening, but you're still unable to do anything about it. The boy curses, but his friend says something and points toward the phone resting on the seat. Then he grabs it again and taps it.
Garble girl, garble girl, garble, garble girl.
And suddenly, all you want is his cock in your mouth. You start to salivate for it as he grabs your hair again and pulls you down. You wrap your lips around his pungent dick, and just like that, you're slurping on his cockhead with your wet mouth. He jerks and twitches his crotch as he starts to fuck your face. His fingers reach back and probe your pussy, and he slaps your ass. His friend says something from the front seat as they both laugh. Then he taps his phone again.
Garble, 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 girl.
Before you can even react, he grabs your hair and pulls you deeper onto his cock until you start to gag. And that's perfect because you can't get enough of his cock now. You need it as deep down your throat as possible. You go down again, your throat relaxing and your lips buried in his pubic hair. Your stomach tightens into an involuntary gag, and your tongue rests along the shaft of his cock. He pulls back, groans appreciatively, and pushes back in again, forcing it even deeper this time. He uses your throat for a little while, leaving spittle hanging between your lips and his wet balls, as the musky, sour taste of his cock lingers in your mouth. He pulls your head up by the hair and forces you to lay back on
the seat with your head against the door. He maneuvers himself in front of you, his drool-soaked cock now hovering between your thighs. But realizing what he's about to do, you try to close your legs and grunt, incapable of saying actual words. But he pushes them open again and makes ready to fuck you. You squirm and close them, trying to resist. His friend says something to him, pointing at his phone, which is lying on the back seat. Then the boy looks annoyed, grabbing the phone and tapping the screen, as the other boy parks the car somewhere in a wooded area.
Garble, 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 girl, garble, girl.
And suddenly, your pussy feels painfully empty and wet. Your thighs shiver, and you feel like your hole is ready for anything they want to put in there. Your squirmy legs just fall open. The kid hands his phone to his friend, and then he eagerly slides his dick into your defenseless little pussy. Drool leaks out of the corner of your slack mouth, which you can't seem to close. Your eyes glaze over, and this strange boy you've never met before, probably no older than you are, starts to fuck you, just like that. You barely even notice as his friend pulls out a laptop from his backpack and sets it up on the hood of his car. You're too busy getting fucked, your young pussy stretched open in the back seat of a filthy car. He grips your inner thigh as he awkwardly thrusts in and out of your sopping cunt. His friend on the laptop says something excitedly, and then taps a couple of keys. And you hear,
garble, 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 girl.
You start to moan and writhe in the seat, suddenly wanting to be much more enthusiastic and loud about how good his cock feels. You whine and purr and continue to drool out of your panting mouth as he awkwardly fucks you, meeting his thrusts with the grinding of your hips and the desperation in your glazed eyes. The boys laugh and then switch places, the new kid stuffing his dry dick into your drenched slit, and he uses you for a while, his mouth slack as he pumps you, drooling into your hair. He almost comes, but his friend says something, and he pulls out instead. Obviously, these boys have other plans for you. They pull you out of the car and make you stand there next to them, drooling and dripping out of your mouth and pussy as they hover over the laptop and argue for a couple minutes, as one of them frantically works the keyboard.
Garble, 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 girl, garble, girl.
Your nipples immediately harden, and your skin becomes more sensitive. Your stomach tense with anticipation, but of what, you're not sure. One of the boys grabs your arm and pushes you against the hood of the car. He fumbles behind you for a few seconds, spreading your ass cheeks and pulling your legs apart so you're bent over with your legs spread. Then he presses the head of his dick against your asshole. But suddenly, you resist. You reach back and push him away. This isn't right. Something is wrong. Your anxious need to please once again turns into real fear and humiliation, almost as if you're starting to come to your senses. But the other boy is frantically working on the laptop, his fingers flying along the keyboard.
Garble, girl. Garble, 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 girl.
You instantly relax again. Your thighs shiver as you feel so horny to get your pussy fucked like a little slut. Keeps trying to force his cock into your ass. And once again, you tense up and try to resist. You grunt and struggle against him. This isn't right. You have to get away.
Garble, garble. Garble, girl. Garble, garble, girl.
Oh, you're so confused. The boys are clearly frustrated, and slowly you start to understand what they're saying.
I know. But some benefit. You should be able to fuck her up the ass, right?
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Well, hurry up, dude. Motherfucker.
Possible hacking attempt. Surveillance mode activated. Garble, garble. Garble, girl.
Although you still seem to have no control over yourself,
you're suddenly able to understand exactly what these boys are saying.
God damn it. I'm gonna fuck this bitch's ass.
I know, dude. But we need to max out the intensity and it's behind some goddamn firewall.
Their voices sound strange.
You told me you could hack it. Come on, make her want it, dude. Hurry up.
I'm trying, man. This shit isn't exactly easy, you know? If we're not careful, we're gonna get caught. Is that what you want? Just give me a second.
Fuck. Come on, bitch.
The one behind you just stuffs his dick in your pussy again. That mollifies you instantly, and you moan happily as he brutally takes out his frustration on your well-fucked cunt hole.
Jesus, look at her, dude.
With each hard thrust, more drool slides out of your mouth and onto the hood of the car. All you want is his cock.
Hey, she's not gonna remember any of this, right?
Of course not, man. She's a garble girl. They make it so these sluts don't remember shit when they're garbled up. All she's thinking about right now is getting fucked.
Perfect.
He slams into you as a string of drool runs from your mouth to the hood below. You moan and gurgle as his cock slides in and out of your sensitive cunt, your head filled with nothing but anxious lust and a deep ache for cock.
Okay, I think I found it,
the other boy says.
Are we sure we want to do this, man? I mean, we're basically mind-raping this girl.
Give me a break. She's a garble girl. She gets ass-fucked 10 times a week. Besides, you know she wants it.
He slaps your ass and pulls your hair. Despite the horror of understanding what he's saying, you moan. You squeeze his cock with your fuck muscles and encourage him. It's the only way you know how to act.
Look at her, dude. This bitch doesn't even know what day it is.
You fuck back into him rhythmically, mindlessly, as his cock stretches your pussy open.
All right, fuck it. Might as well get what we came for.
Garble girl. Garble, garble. Garble girl, garble girl.
The voice in your ear is much more aggressive now, much harsher, and it gives you absolutely no choice. You moan, suddenly feeling so horny that these boys could stick their cocks anywhere they wanted, and you would happily giggle and grind into them like the perfect little fuck puppet you are.
Finally,
he says behind you as he presses his juice-slicked dick into your dry ass. This time you don't resist. You can't resist. He stretches you open and you moan with both pain and deep need. Both boys laugh as his cockhead pops into your anus. You giggle in a weird combination of discomfort and desperate excitement, gasping as your tight ass squeezes hard around his dick.
That's more like it. God, she's a really tight dude.
You feel the pain of being taken from behind without any preparation. You feel the humiliation of what he's saying to you, but you just don't care. He pulls your hair and hooks his fingers into your mouth as you take the full length of his cock into your ass. Pussy juice dripping down your thighs.
Hit her again, dude. Make this bitch drool.
Garble girl. Garble, garble.
The voice in your head scrubs your brain of any coherent thought. Your tongue hangs out of your mouth and you squeeze him hard as he plows into you.
Fuck yeah. Hey, you want some of this?
The two boys swap places again, and though you understand every humiliating word they say, you can't stop yourself from letting them do whatever they want. Each of them takes another turn in all your holes, marveling at your brainless obedience and your wet, pliant little body. Finally, one of them pulls you to your knees in front of him.
Fuck. I'm gonna come in her face, dude.
Hold on. I'm gonna make her play with it.
Garble girl. Garble garble. Garble girl. Garble garble. Garble garble.
Suddenly, your tummy feels very hungry. And your skin feels dry. All you want to do is lap up cum and make a total mess of yourself. The next thing you know, you're actively lapping his balls as he jerks his cock in front of your face.
You bury your nose into his twitching cock, and then he groans as you pull back. His spunk splats on your cheeks and drips down your nose. He keeps coming, slathering your pretty face with sperm, until he finally wipes his dick in your hair. You instinctively, desperately respond to the scent of fresh cum, and start lapping at your lips, scooping it up with your fingers and swallowing it down. It dangles in long strings off your hands as you lap at it with your tongue, making a disgusting show for the boys.
Gross, slut.
Garble, garble. Garble, girl. Garble, garble. Garble, garble.
You desperately slurp and play with the sperm in your hands and face. And the second boy steps in front of you, jerking his cock. He explodes all over your forehead and into your hair. With a thick, warm fluid runs down into your eyes and oozes over your cheeks and nose.
She hates this shit in real life. No shit, dude.
The boys laugh as you continue to slurp it up like a good little cum slut. Sperm runs down your face and you suckle your fingers, swallowing a little cum at a time to make the show last. Then, one of the boys looks at his laptop and starts to panic.
Oh, fuck, dude. Some kind of security subroutine got triggered. I think she understands what we're saying.
Wait, what do you mean?
I mean, she's gonna remember this, dude.
Oh, shit. Is this some kind of bullshit hacker booby trap? Fix it, man. Erase her memory or something.
It doesn't work that way, man.
We'll fucking do something.
Yeah, hold on.
Garble girl. Garble, garble. Garble girl, garble.
The boys panic and start arguing again. As cum drips from your lower lip and you mindlessly giggle and smear sperm all over your body.
Wait, use the bimbo one, dude.
Garble girl. Garble, garble. Garble girl, garble girl.
Yeah, that might work.
Hit her again, man.
Garble girl. Garble, garble girl. Garble girl.
What's wrong with you? Turn it up. Fuck her brain.
Yeah, all right.
Garble, garble. Garble, garble, garble. Garble, garble.
We'll keep going. We have to scramble her brain. We can't let her remember this, dude.
Okay.
Garble, garble. Garble, garble.
Let's get her in the back seat. I'm gonna fuck her again.
Garble, garble, garble. Garble.
Yeah, might as well. I've always wanted to fuck a cunt with no brain to worry about.
Their voices start to muffle again.
Garble, garble. Garble, garble, garble.
Your cum-smeared face is blank as you squat on the ground. Legs spread wide as saliva slides down your tits. The boys pull you back into the back seat and they keep pounding your head with garbles as they take turns pounding your pussy with cock.
Garble, garble. Garble, garble, garble. Garble, garble, garble.
They don't seem to care about what they're doing to you. In fact, the more you drool and moan like the brainless slut they're turning you into, the more they seem to enjoy it. They trade off several times, and together they fuck you until you have no brains left.
Garble, 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 garble,
garble, garble, take my cock, dingo. Take it hard, fuckhole. You slut. You're stupid.
And eventually,
that's a good girl. Good girl, you slut. You want some more? Come on, kid.
Tracy? Tracy, wake up. What happened to you? Did you get drunk again last night? Well, I don't need to ask you what you did. I can only assume that's cum on your face. Is that what's in your hair, too? You let men use you again, didn't you? What is wrong with you? You're disgusting. Where are your panties? Did you lose them again? Why is your ass so red? Why are there bite marks on your nipples? Seriously, sweetheart, you smell like cum. You have to get up. Hello? What's wrong with you? Wake up! up, slut. You're drooling all over yourself. Please close your legs, Tracy. I can see everything. Come on, get off the couch. Are you sore? Well, whose fault is that? You know you brought this on yourself. Get up. Come on, you have to take a shower.
Dude, hurry up. I'm gonna fuck this bitch's ass. Take my cock, Nimbo. I bet she hates this shit in her life. That's good. Good girl. You want some more? Come on, bitch. I'm gonna come in her face.